Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on AWI's Switch Up Humanize Masterclass for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12, with jungle and old school DNB energy at the center. And right away, I want to frame this properly. This is not about throwing more effects at the track and hoping it feels more alive. This is about making the arrangement breathe. It's about turning a loop into a journey. In DNB, especially in sunrise sets, that difference is huge. The crowd wants power, but they also want movement, warmth, and a sense that the track is opening up emotionally as it plays. So the goal here is to keep the low end disciplined, keep the breakbeat authentic, and then add just enough human timing, phrasing, and dub style space, so the whole thing feels like it's shifting with intention. Start by pulling your mix or pre-master into Ableton Live 12 on one Audino track, and load up a reference track on a second track. Make sure the reference is level matched using utility gain, not just louder in your ears, because louder almost always feels better even when it isn't better. We want to compare impact and movement, not volume bias. On the master, you want headroom. If you're still shaping arrangement and switch ups, aim for your mix to peak somewhere around -6 to -3 dBFS. That gives you room to make decisions without your master chain acting like a rescue mission. Now, first big concept. Humanize the arrangement, not the sub. That's the rule. Take your main drum and bass section and duplicate it into a switch-up pass. Keep the core groove recognizable, but start introducing small, deliberate differences every 4 to 8 bars. That could mean a few velocity changes on ghost notes, some hats nudged slightly late, or a snare that gets one delay reply at the end of a phrase. If the break feels too rigid, open the groove pool and apply a breakbeat groove at about 55 to 65% strength. Don't overdo it. In this style, the tiny offsets are what make the groove feel human. You're not trying to make it sloppy, you're trying to make it feel played. On the bass side, keep the sub locked. Mono, stable, no wandering pitch center, no wide low end, no drama down there. But the mid bass, the reese, the harmonic layer, that's where you can breathe life into the phrasing. Try a little call and response behavior. Let one phrase answer the next. Let one note ring a little longer into the delay, then create a small rest before the next hit. That contrast is a huge part of the dubwise feel. A really effective sunrise move is to let bars 1 to 8 roll steadily, bars 9 to 16 introduce the first emotional lift, and then use bar 17 to 24 for a switch up where you drop a little density and make the phrase feel like it turns a corner. Then by bars 25 to 32, open up the top end, widen the atmosphere, and let the emotional payoff feel more like a horizon than a drop. Now let's talk drum bus processing. Route your drums to a dedicated drum bus. Keep the processing subtle. If you use drum bus, don't slam it. A little drive, light crunch, maybe a touch of transience if the break has gone soft. Then add glue compressor with a slowish attack, moderate release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to glue things together without flattening the bounce. If the break is muddy, use EQ8 to clean up the low-end junk around 25 to 30 Hz, and maybe a gentle cut in the 200 to 350 Hz zone if the drums and bass are stepping on each other. But don't carve so much that the break loses body. Jungle and old-school DNB need the drums to feel alive, not sterilized. If you need a little more density, use saturator after the drum bus processing, with soft clip-on and just a few dB of drive. That can give you extra perceived loudness and weight without destroying the ghost note detail. Now here comes the dub part. Set up echo on a return track for dub delay, and maybe reverb on another return for space. Filter the echo so it's not flooding the low end. Roll off lows below about 200 Hz, and soften the top above 6 to 8 kHz. That keeps the delay musical instead of messy. The trick is to automate your throw moments, not constant wash. Put a delay throw on a snare hit at the end of an 8-bar phrase, then pull the send back down immediately on the next downbeat. That's punctuation. That's what makes a listener feel the phrase change. You can do the same thing with auto-filter on a bass stab or synth hit. Sweep the cutoff up into the mid-range, then snap it back down. A quick rise and drop like that gives you classic dub tension. It says, something changed, without needing a full breakdown. And that's really the key with switch-ups in this style. You do not need to rewrite the whole tune every 8 bars. You just need to create enough contrast that the ear feels movement. A missing bass note can be more powerful than an added one. A single snare echo can be more emotional than a whole reverb wash. Next, humanize the bass properly. Bullet your bass if possible. Keep the sub as a clean, mono foundation. Then make the mid layer do the expressive work. You can saturate the mid layer with saturator or roar. Use auto filter for motion, maybe even a light phaser flanger if it stays in the upper harmonics and doesn't smear the mix. High pass that mid layer around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. For phrasing, copy your MIDI and create variation. One pattern can be the main roller, another can be a response phrase with fewer notes, another can be a near silence bar before the switch up. That kind of phrase logic makes the track feel musical, not loop paced. Now let's move to the break itself, because this is where the old school jungle feel really lives. Open the break audio and slice it up if needed. Nudge ghost notes, duplicate the last snare of a phrase and shorten it into a fill. Add a reverse cymbal or a reversed break tail into the next section. Those little edits matter a lot more than people think. In this style, the groove lives in the details. And here's a really important coaching point. Consistency with one rule. Let one element stay stable and let another element wobble slightly. If everything is moving, it stops feeling intentional. So maybe the sub stays rock solid while the drums breathe. Or maybe the drums stay steady while the bass phrases shift. That contrast is what makes it feel human. Now we're at the mastering stage. But remember, this is still conservative mastering. We are polishing what the arrangement is already saying. A clean Ableton mastering chain could be a Q8 for small corrective moves, glue compressor for a tiny bit of glue, saturator for subtle soft clipping, maybe multiband dynamics only if one range is misbehaving, and then limiter last with the ceiling around -1 dB. Do a mono check with utility. Check that the sub and kick still hit together. Watch the 2 to 5 kHz area for harshness. Because breaks, hats, and Reese harmonics can get sharp fast. Also watch the 30 to 60 Hz region so the low end stays solid but not bloated. If adding loudness makes the track feel smaller, that's a warning sign. It usually means you're compressing too hard or trying to fix an arrangement issue at the mastering stage. For D&B, punch and sub translation matter more than chasing a number. For the sunrise emotion, think less about making it brighter and more about making it wider emotionally. In the final third, pull elements away before you add shine. Reduce drum density for a bar. Let the bass play fewer notes. Open the high shelf a little if needed. Bring in a warm pad or organ tone that feels hopeful without turning the track into a different genre. That's the sunrise magic right there. It doesn't need to become huge in a festival way. It needs to feel like the horizon is changing. If you want a simple practice exercise, take an 8-bar jungle or D&B loop, duplicate it, remove a few bass notes in the second section. Add one snare delay throw, humanize some ghost notes, and then compare the two sections. Ask yourself, does the second version feel more emotional while still hitting like D&B? If yes, you're on the right track. So to wrap it up, here's the big takeaway. Keep the sub locked and mono. Humanize the drums and mid-bass. Use small, phrase-based switch-ups with delay throws, filter moves, and brief drops in density. Master gently so you preserve the groove. And for sunrise emotion, let the arrangement open up instead of just getting louder. The best dubwise humanized D&B masters do not feel overworked. They feel like they're breathing with the crowd. Now let's build one.